ragweed pollen, and ozone pollution. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. 23 counties in Michigan have reported one or more unhealthy ozone days each year on average. That's from a new analysis by the Natural Resources Defense Council. An online map the group produced also shows where those high ozone days tend to overlap with high pollen days. That can make air unhealthy for people with respiratory problems. Patrick Kinney is a professor of urban health at the School of Public Health at Boston University. He spoke on behalf of the NRDC during a press conference. He says our warming climate can make ozone pollution worse.
Rising carbon levels as well as climate warming is leading to higher and longer pollen seasons, especially for ragweed, which is the most common pollen allergy in the United States. And the ragweed season coincides with the smog season, which results in a sort of double whammy for asthma sufferers.
Both seasons tend to overlap in late summer. The NRDC released the map to highlight its opposition to the U.S. pulling back from taking action on climate change. This is the Environment Report. Biologists say the sixth mass extinction episode on Earth is already happening. But researchers say if we only look at extinctions, we miss a big part of the story. Paul Ehrlich is a professor emeritus of biology at Stanford University and an author of a new study about this. He joins me by Skype. Hello.
Great to be here.
You've written that two vertebrate species go extinct every year on average, but not a lot of people notice. Why is that?
Well, they mostly are relatively obscure things like a bat on an island or a mouse somewhere. And although that rate of extinction is maybe 100 times the background rate that's persisted for the last millions of years, it's indicative that we're moving into another mass extinction event. And what our new paper shows is that we're right in the middle of it. That is, in fact, although we're not losing species, the loss of individuals and populations is horrendous. And of course, that's what makes a big difference to human beings, because we're utterly dependent on the populations of other organisms, other plants and animals on the planet for the persistence of our civilization.
And of course, you talk about how it is very important to recognize these extinction events, but we're missing something by focusing on them so much. What are we missing?
Well, what we're missing is the loss of ecosystem services. For example, let's suppose that all the bees in North America, the honeybees, were wiped out. The honeybee species would not be gone. We would have had no loss of species, but we lose something on the order of $18 billion worth of pollination services, and the quality of our diets would plunge.
And in this study, you find that population declines are happening in vertebrates around the world. What did you find there?
Well, we found that something over about a third of vertebrate species are in deep trouble. The basic estimate is in the last 40 or 50 years, we've lost about half of the wildlife on the planet. Doesn't mean we've lost half of the species. It means we've lost half of the individuals and of the populations. We're sawing off the limb that we're sitting on. It's largely a political and economic problem. That is, everybody realizes that the basic cause of the extinction crisis, as well as the climate crisis, which is tightly tied to it because climate change tends to wipe out populations as well, is due to the fact that we're vastly overpopulated as people and that we consume much, the rich consume much too much. And it's very difficult to see this happening in a world where people believe in the fairyland tale that you can grow forever on a finite planet.
Paul Ehrlich is a professor emeritus of biology at Stanford University. Thanks so much.
Nice talking to you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.